From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A woman suspected of opening fire on the campus headquarters of the YouTube social media website apparently shot and killed herself at the scene. San Bruno, California Police Chief Ed Barberini says police found a woman dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Barberini says four people were wounded. A hospital spokesman in nearby San Francisco says the facility is treating three of the victims, two women and a man. The man is in critical condition. A London-based Dutch attorney was given a 30-day prison sentence and fined $20,000 Tuesday for lying to American investigators looking into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The lawyer is Alex Vandersvan. He pleaded guilty in February to lying to the FBI. He said to the court, "What I did was wrong. I apologize to the court for my conduct. I apologize to my wife and to my family for the pain I have caused." American troops are to be dispatched to the border with Mexico to thwart further illegal immigration. President Trump spoke to reporters about the issue on Tuesday.
"We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military."
Trump said a meeting was to be held, quote, "in a little while," with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and others to discuss the plan. He said, "I think that it's something that we have to do." The Pentagon responded to Trump's plan to use the military to guard the border, saying, "We are still consulting with the White House," according to a senior defense official. This is VOA News. President Trump on Tuesday said he hoped the U.S. could, quote, "get along with Russia," as he met at the White House with the leaders of the Baltic states. He said, "I think I could have a very good relationship with President Putin. There is also a great possibility that that won't happen. Who knows?" The UN says it's investigating, quote, "disturbing reports of serious harm to civilians during Monday's military airstrikes on a Taliban-controlled district in northern Kunduz province in Afghanistan." Local media reported more than 50 people had been killed in the strikes. The fate of thousands of African migrants in Israel is uncertain after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was canceling an agreement with the UN Refugee Agency to relocate thousands of African migrants to Western countries. Correspondent Robert Berger reports.
Opposition leader Isaac Herzog accused Netanyahu of caving into hardliners and described the prime minister's about-face as a theater of the absurd. Herzog warned the government not to go back to its original plan of the forced expulsion of most of the African migrants in Israel. He said sending them back to Africa is a violation of international law because it would endanger their lives. The Africans entered Israel illegally over the past decade, most of them coming from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. They survived by doing menial jobs, mostly in restaurants and hotels. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
French railway workers went on strike Tuesday in the first of a series of planned work stoppages in protest of the government's plans to institute reforms to the system. Only a fraction of trains were running across the country, leaving platforms packed with people and roads clogged with commuters who normally rely on rail travel. The French President Emmanuel Macron wants to strip away job guarantees and other benefits for new hires for the railway system. Hundreds of schools in Oklahoma and Kentucky were closed Tuesday as teachers continue to strike for better wages and better education funding. Teachers in Arizona are also reportedly planning a strike for better pay. Hundreds of educators in Oklahoma walked out Friday after the governor signed legislation giving the teachers raises of about $6,000. They wanted $10,000. They felt the $6,000 wasn't enough. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.